The hustle of running from one job to another is something many Cook County residents are familiar with. As so many folks switch hats from job to job, when it comes to work, it's often more a question of what you don't do than what you do.
Well, like today, I've got 8 jobs. 8. I got up at 4 and shoveled, and then I was in the bus by 6, and then I got done with that route. I'm a substitute, and I went out to Hovland in the snow, and then I got up and...
And the list goes on, as Ann Rosenquist runs from one end of the county to the other, picking up a couple hours of work here and there.
And clean for a couple hours, so I'll be done by 9. So it's a 15-hour day.
Ann grew up in Cook County. She maintains 10-plus jobs in order to make ends meet.
Yeah, it gets exhausting. It's very exhausting. Kind of depressing at times. It seems like I'm just kind of digging myself out. So that's why I kind of just go from job to job to job, and I just kind of stay focused, and I don't try not to think about the next job and how am I going to get through that.
Ann says she's able to make more money by piecing different jobs together than she would make if she took a single job as, say, a shop clerk.
Yeah, I'm able to pay my bills. I don't have any bills because I don't have cable. I don't have anything extra. I don't have a car payment. I just have a mortgage, basically, and, you know, utilities, I guess. And eating is cheap because I grow everything, or I trade. I trade a lot of food for food.
But there's not a whole lot left over at the end of every month.
I suppose for poverty level, I'm probably at poverty level, you know, and actually I've ran out of wood, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I've got to go get it. I can't really afford to buy it right now because I did just gather all my wood. I don't really want to buy more propane because the propane tank is empty. So I figure I have 2 weeks. So I've got to figure out something.
Dave Mills and his wife Beth Ferry live on the outskirts of Grand Marais with their daughter Wren. He too does the shuffle. He bartends in the winter in the West End, waits tables in the summer, and is a chimney sweep during the shoulder seasons in between his summer and winter jobs. Dave says a young family can make it here, but they have to be willing to make sacrifices.
When I met Beth, she was living in a cabin without running water or electricity, and that was very affordable. Actually, there's two different cabins. One, I think, was $200 a month, and the other one was like $150 a month, and that's incredible as far as affordability. Before I moved here, I was mainly living out of a tent. And that really cuts down your expenses. And there's so much public land here that it could be a reality. It's an opportunity. It's doable. It's just kind of like what sacrifices are you going to make?
In addition to giving up things like cable TV, at-home internet access, and even things that most people consider essential, like running water, Dave says creative strategies can help keep the cost of living down.
We actually get roadkill. You have to go through the sheriff's office. But that provides a lot of our meat.
Wages in Cook County fall behind both Lake and St. Louis County. The average yearly wage here is about $23,000. Contrast that with Lake County at $29,000 and St. Louis County at $31,000 a year, and the difference is notable. When Anton Moody first moved to Cook County, he worked seasonal jobs, waiting tables in the summer and working at the ski hill in the winter. Eventually, he got a job as a carpenter, which paid better than all of the jobs he'd been holding down combined. But as the economy slowed, Anton found himself laid off during both of the last 2 winters.
I just kind of felt a little bit worthless being around the house and couldn't find anything up here. And actually, a cousin of mine that lives out in Steamboat, Colorado, plays hockey with a builder out there. And that guy, you know, called me a bunch. And, you know, he had a lot of work. And he's like, come out for a month, come out for 2 months, move out here for good, do whatever you want, you know. But, you know, I'd love to have you come out and work. So finally, it settled on that was the best thing to do, and so it's going to leave, you know, my dogs and my wife and my house and move out to Colorado just to work.
But at the last minute, Anton landed a local carpentry job.
A lot of the work was related to the burn down from the Ham Lake fire. So that meant 53 miles up to the end of the trail from my house every day, but, you know, that's a hell of a lot closer than Steamboat, Colorado.
I asked Anton if he ever thinks about leaving the community.
Every day. We do. And, you know, and part of it is, After having two falls of being laid off, I like the kind of work that I do, but I just don't want to, I'm almost 30 years old, and I mean, I'm going to be working for at least another 30, 40 years, you know, God willing. And I can't do that. I mean, it's just, I don't like that aspect of it.
Young families leave the community every year. It's hard to determine all the reasons why, but the high cost of living, coupled with the lack of economic opportunity and seasonal fluctuations in work, certainly contribute to the problem. Reporting for WTIP, this is Barbara Jean Myers.